of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing is the renovation schedule. I'd like to point out that Mr. Carmody would normally be the person who would be going to bring us up to speed on that. He is down in Columbus with Mr. Stone King. We found out that Mr. Stone King will be receiving the Transportation Director of the Year Award tonight. And so Jake's down representing the district for that.
Nobody congratulated him yet, though, because he doesn't know.
Yeah. It's a secret until I hang 7:30 or 7.
Yeah. So, you can text yourself.
So, no texting. But I do want to hit several things on the renovation schedule. The first thing being that we sent information out regarding the advertisement for the construction manager for the renovation. The intent would be to have that advertisement go out this Thursday. And then if we do it that way, it has to be advertised for 30 days, which would give us the ability to take board action on that April 18th at that board meeting. If we need to have a meeting, depending on how many people are interested in that, if we need to have a meeting prior to that to look at the applicants, we can do that on the 18th and then have that on the agenda. The reason why that might be important, the first piece of the renovation that we want to undertake is the cafeteria, kitchen serving area in this building. We are very blessed to have Judy Johnson as our food services director, and because of her ability to run that operation in the district, although it's a significant price tag, food services will provide by far and away the majority of the money. She's got the money for all the equipment that would be necessary, running of electricity. Essentially what it ends up being from a district perspective, from the permanent improvement costs, is to take care of some heating situations in the student dining area. We're going to have to run some new lines there and change the dining area. There will be some renovation of the area just across the hall. We should be looking at a total cost for us, for the PI dollars, approximately $50,000. Which, to give you some idea, I would say that the food services department will probably be picking up $400,000 to $500,000 to take care of the cost of doing what we need to do for that. So again, thanks to Judy in the department for all the things that they are. But to be able to do that, and that gets us back to why we want to move with the construction manager, so we have someone in place to oversee that.
Dave, can you explain a little bit? On our list, there's a first budget number of 385, and then there's allowance to replace food service equipment, additional 200,000.
And I can't
explain those numbers.
I can't give you a breakdown on what all that is, but we're moving the service line out, moving the freezer and stuff. So a lot of the cost in the first 385,000 is that, along with the reconstruction of the dining area across the hall. That's the part that I just mentioned with the PI. When it comes to the additional food service equipment, that is, I'm not sure what, so on Judy's list.
Well, Judy said that was really high, and we talked about it the other day. She thinks, as far as equipment goes, the only thing she needs to buy are the serving trays, like the heating and warming kind of thing, and she wants to get one. It's electric. Do they have gas? There's Jake not to look at.
They do have gas now,
and she wants to convert it to electric, because with the electric, they can do hot and cold, so it's not just always just for hot food. She can put the cold food in there too, so they want to do the electric ones. And I'm thinking she said that she thought would be under $100,000 to get two full serving lines and anything that may need to set the terminals on for cashiers. Everything else she wants to just basically make do until the other kitchen's closed. And then she can move an additional stove or oven up here if she needs to. She'll have the stainless steel tables, all the equipment, the cooking pans, and everything else that she needs. She thinks that number came from just setting up a whole new kitchen.
Does anybody know, does that deplete her fund? I mean, what other things does she use her fund for, to pay for?
She has bought equipment in the past, for example, a freezer recently. Mm-hmm. But it does not.
It would still leave her over $100,000, which should cover any, if a freezer goes down and she would need to fix it or replace it, it should leave her enough of a cushion for that.
I think it's great that $50,000 is only coming from the P&I, but I kind of worry about their budget too. I mean, I know when we shut down other other kitchens, but I know one of the big complaints from talking with Joyce and Travis was that the way it sits today, it's not efficient enough to cook for the amount of kids. So, do we have an idea?
That's what this is for.
Yeah, but if we're waiting to shut down other kitchens, what am I missing, I guess? This will take place
in the summer.
Sure. Okay.
And talking to Mr. Shainers for the high school, at the start of next year, prior to the middle school moving here, they can work with this, the new arrangement of the kitchen and student dining area that is going to be needed by the middle school.
Okay. And obviously, do we have more of a hard number already?
No, we don't.
So we're just going off this estimate?
That's correct. I do know, though, that Mr. Carmody did talk to Todd with MKC today to kind of confirm that the numbers we were looking at were accurate. Until it gets absolutely finalized, you don't really have a hard number, and that's part of getting the construction manager and all that in place. But I think we're very confident with the numbers as a ballpark number.
And a lot of work our maintenance men can do.
Right.
Okay. And this would be the only thing we would be doing right now.
It's the only major renovation to the high school. That's correct. And that's the only renovation in the district that we would be undertaking very soon. The next piece that I know that there was some concern regarding and I wanted to talk about was the changing of the bathrooms at the middle school. Now we have some time to talk and work through that because that renovation would not begin immediately.
I have a question. question about that, and I, you know, I don't have the construction background, the construction knowledge, but at what point does making a change become a renovation so that we have to do all these other extra steps?
Basically $25,000.
Okay.
That's, at that point, we are required to have drawings.
So if we were to do just the basics, like, because in my mind, that's all we had ever talked about was doing some basic changes rather than renovating the whole bathroom. So if we were to do basic changes of lowering toilets, lowering sinks, that's gonna, well, is it $25,000 total project? Or is it $25,000 per piece of the project?
Well, and I guess that would depend, I think the spirit of the intent to that would be $25,000 of the entire project. Now, if we said as a district that we wanted to undertake, let's say changing one or two bathrooms and see what happens down the road, you know, that might change that. The other thing that I know I've mentioned from time to time, and I don't know if this is a good way to reduce that cost or not, you know, if you play out the idea that we could potentially designate the lower four, the first and second grade, and have the third and fourth grade on the second floor, then maybe those, the restrooms on the second floor don't need quite as extensive things done. I mean, and I guess what I'm looking for tonight, because I know the dollar amount that we've been quoted for that in excess of $300,000, you know, it is scary, so I'm looking for some direction on information that you would like me to get. And I'm assuming what would cost to do one, and what is the minimum amount we can do?
I agree with the email I think Cindy sent last week. I thought that she was right on with that. I didn't pursue what she said as far as you're talking about bidding it out separately or bidding it out in smaller quantities.
Yeah, the $25,000 mark is your,
yeah.
You know, why don't you go over that and you have to do all the engineering. I mean, I was always under the understanding we're just putting in some toilets and some sinks. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't think we were doing a complete gut job, and I mean, those rooms are so small anyway, I don't know what we would change if we completely gutted them.
Yeah, I'm, and not to digress any further without letting you speak, I agree with, I think we're all on the same page. I mean, it's a big dollar amount to spend. My question is, I like the idea of potentially, you know, first upper floor being the older kids where we don't have to really change, but it, in the grand scheme of things, I understand it's convenient for our kids. Like if you go to primary and, you know, obviously it's very difficult for an adult to use that restroom, but I also know that on an everyday basis, wherever we go, okay, whether it's Walmart, I mean, my kid uses the restroom that everybody else uses. I mean, I don't, is it that big of a deal to change? I'm just asking. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, do we need to change the toilets?
I think we do.
I asked that question. I was told that we're not changing the toilets. They're only changing the urinals.
Right.
And they're way too high.
Yeah.
Urinals are the same.
Yeah.
And a lot of the renovation in there depends on what all the plumbing is inside the wall, how much plumbing you have to redo.
Yeah, they told me they do not do
this. And, you know, not to get too graphic, you know, one of the things that I talked to Stephanie about, you know, in public facilities, you may have different heights for urinals. I mean, so
very true. I thought from what I was picturing was the toilets.
I think they said that originally, but when I questioned that, okay. Same thing. Well, you know, you go to Target and they all use the same thing.
And the handicap accessibility.
So we absolutely.
So we have three bathrooms, three boys' rooms with some urinals, and it's going to cost $300,000 bathroom to put a couple urinals in. I mean,
they think they may need to move the main line, and if they have to move the main line that's up in the wall that needs to come down, well, that's
I think that would be
the issue.
But still, I mean, come on, Jeff the plumber, please.
I think it makes sense to just
you run for president.
And let me throw this out as a potential suggestion to think about this. If we are pursuing the kitchen and we're advertising for the CMR. Once we have a construction manager, we could have them give us some guidance on what they think that cost would be, because that would be the person that would bid out the different components of it anyway.
What are the urinals in the boys' locker room? I don't remember. Do they need to be lower too, or are they? I don't remember.
I think those go down to the floor.
Out of the floor?
I think so, if I recall.
Couldn't tell you. Well, I mean, it's only what's been wrong with the office. Those locker rooms may not even be there. Does that need to be part of the office and go in there? Because we don't know yet.
It's one of the things we looked at.
Yeah, yeah, then it's just, middle school has what, they have three student bathrooms or four?
For me, I think the bigger issue is making that entrance more secure and doing what we can, as minimal as we can, to the bathrooms. Because that entrance is a big issue, and that as well as, you know, parking and a playground area.
Yeah, and you're right, that'll be a big price.
I think those are more priorities, and we make do as best we can with these bathrooms and put, you know, as minimal cost into them as we can.
The old building, before the addition was put on it, they only have two restrooms. They have one, a boys and girls downstairs and upstairs.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know about the other in the back.
The addition has a bathroom, so there's three.
I'm with Jennifer on, sorry, but I look at, when I add all this up, it's 1.685 million. And that has the 385,000, just 385,000 for the kitchen, which obviously we're not going to have. So even if you reduce that down, it's still 1.3 million. And we have how much in the B&I? A million or so?
1.696. Jason's going to throw on the floor next door 1.7. Right?
I just.
And then we'll get another 400,000 this year, so we'll be a little over two. But I mean, that addresses our other needs with technology, replacing computers. That takes care of the buses that we need to do and anything else.
I think we need to do whatever we can with the bathroom to try to figure it out. And then maybe, and even, I mean, is that something that we can postpone beyond? Because I agree with the entrance. The entrance is a disaster. Can we do the bathrooms?
Well, I mean, whatever you're going to do with the bathrooms to some extent, I would say you might as well do before you.
Might as well do a
transition.
Yeah, well, the building's empty.
Yeah,
so, time to do that.
So I would say, again, it sounds to me like the best thing for us to do is move forward with the advertisement for the CMR, move forward with the kitchen, and once we have the CMR selected and in place, talk to them about what the minimal thing we can do with the restroom to make them meet the needs that we have, and look at the entrance.
They're not going to be. Once we hire somebody, it's not going to be like a push from them to say, well, you have to use us type thing.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say that, you know, if I don't think that it would need to be, if we make it very clear what our intent is. And the other thing about that we need to look into is find out where those pipes are in the wall. And this is something that we feel like our people can do a little bit.
Well, the pipes are going to be in the bottom of the wall, it's a drain.
My whole fear is just when I look at the stadium and what happened to us there. I mean, you guys gave a budget and it came in over, and we were on the board and everybody was scrambling. I look at this, and because MKC was that person, right? Am I not right? Was the person that ran that?
MKC was the architect for that.
Right, and they're the ones that are designing bathroom and all this other stuff.
The reason it came in over budget is because of what we asked for them to design.
Right.
It wasn't over budget, but once we changed the design,
yeah,
then we were fine. It wasn't their fault. They did what we told them to do.
Well, before we get off track again, I think everybody's in the general consensus that the priority is the main entrance. Bathrooms need to get done. And we're all looking at a budget here where it's going to be acceptable. So I think once we put it out to bid, for your point, and then prioritize where we're going to be. Is that the consensus?
Well, no, I think the kitchen is the kitchen
moving forward.
Moving forward. I mean, at 50 grand.
Is the main thing with the interest for steps, or is it the moving of the office?
It's the security of the office.
Yeah. I know the steps are deteriorating.
Yeah, the steps are a concern, but it's always been to have a secure entrance like we had it to this building.
Down at the bottom.
Actually, towards the design, the suggested design would be towards the existing playground area on that side.
Right.
Obviously, the perspective to get the scene large, so that's what we need.
Correct.
Any other further comments? Thanks, Cindy, for sending that email. Anything further on that? Is that going to be on the agenda then? Put that out, you said for that?
Yes, it'll go out on Thursday. And then I'll be posted as to who expresses an interest, so that if we need to have a meeting prior to the board meeting on the 18th, to make a selection of the construction manager, because what we will want to do then is take board action on April 18th.
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. And Jake did comment that the attorney wrote up the RFQ. Confused up the piece sometimes. That the construction manager could do construction. It would be written in such that it wouldn't be just for the middle school, it wouldn't be just for the current high school, it wouldn't be for any district need that we would have, so we wouldn't have to go through this again.
Good. So it covers all bases.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Committee reports, community engagement.
I haven't even met yet. Been working on the levy for levies for the past month. So within the next month, I'm going to try to ask Rob when he can come and form a committee together, right?
Yeah.
So within the next month, we'll meet.
Do you want to talk about the levy, Andrew?
Go for it.
A lot of us were busy this past weekend putting flyers out. We've
been putting signs out.
The whole district.
Within what, about 48 hours we hit every. And thank you to a lot of you sitting there for doing that. It was a huge undertaking. It's extremely important. This passes. It really is.
Getting everybody out to vote. And I want to thank everybody because I've been in the hospital and sidelined. So thank you. And for everybody who's called me, I appreciate that. And thanks to the board members who have been very instrumental in getting out there. I thank you on behalf of myself. And thank you to the community members. Thank you. And obviously, get out and vote. I will be voting early tomorrow because it looks like we're going to have a busy primary tomorrow.
Can I add something for that? I have a choir concert I have to be to up here, but I would like to, if anybody would like to meet here in the Panther Room, I think it's free tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock-ish, so we can maybe distribute people to go out and collect the numbers off of the doors so that we can get a rough estimate of where we're at after they put the tallies up, yeah.
We also need people to go pick up signs because we're going to be...
At each polling place, they post like the results at each polling place. We'll have to have, send some people around to do that. I mean, I can organize some volunteers from like this list or whatever, and then we can meet here and tally it all up just to get an idea of where we're at ahead of time, because the official results probably won't be posted till midnight or later, or the next day, so we'll at least know kind of roughly where we're at if we do that. So if people want to meet here, I'll be here already, so after the choir concert I'll just come down here and I'll try to get out some information to get people to the polling places to write down what they see. So
what time do you want to do
that? The polling places, they close at 7:30. So usually I'd say by 8 o'clock-ish, they're pretty good about getting that stuff up. I mean, it's electronic, so it shouldn't take that much longer than that. I mean, in the past, we've waited as late as maybe 8:15, 8:30. But then what we have done is just, either bring them back here or call it into me.
Call it in.
And then I'll just start inputting it on a spreadsheet on a computer so it adds it up quickly and we'll at least have an idea where we're at, where we stand tomorrow night. I mean, if it's spread enough, we'll know whether it passed or not.
And we need people to pick up signs too.
We have 48 hours to get the signs.
Yeah.
We just want to get the signs because people get impatient and turn them away. So we're saving them because that's why we issue them. You figure it out.
Okay.
Trucks or whatever. It's easier that way.
I'll think through and send an email out. And
yeah, I mean, I'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Either way, going to the locations or.
I mean, what we might end up having to do is figure out what our results are, and then leave here and go collect signs or something. I don't know. So.
Collect signs anytime.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do them one at a time.
Yeah.
On the same church. I can just go and I'll just text you the numbers.
We did meet a few weeks ago. A lot of stuff always going on with instruction and technology. Testing has begun for special education students. English as a second language testing has already begun. Ms. Hurchick is going to be at the next board meeting and she'll explain the results for everyone of our this year's report card. Individuals, Eric, Sharon, and other school districts in the Four Cities Compact have worked on a grant application to bring a hospitality program to our Four Cities Compact.
We did. The bad news is we didn't get it.
But
I do want to thank Eric and the group for working on that and worked on it as a compact. We found it, but we did find out that we didn't get it. What were there, 85?
87.
87 grants submitted, and we were not fortunate enough to get one. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That would have been fantastic. But thank you for trying. Well, there's another. Did you find out about the Title I grant? With Jennings?
That I don't know.
Okay. They've also applied for Title I literacy.
That one, if we've got any results.
Okay. They've also applied for a Title I literacy grant through the Jennings Corporation, which would enable our teachers to take graduate classes and to help them to work with students. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. Thank you. And then the other thing that I wanted to comment on was, you know, through Norton United, the high school took on helping the Rahab Ministries organization with collecting all kinds of clothes and products that they can use, whether it's deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, as part of our Norton United program and getting the word out about human trafficking. So that continues, and it's a great, great thing that we have going. So.
I do want to add one thing under technology, just because I know I put it in the update, but for the last years, really, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, we had an individual, Sue Henry, worked with us on maintaining our computers and so forth. When she retired, we contracted those services through a company called EMG, and we worked with them over the last several years. And it's been one of those things that has not always been as smooth as we would like it to be. And so as I put in my update, our intent is to move a different direction. Some other districts are contracting those services through the ESC, and we're going to look at potentially doing that. But we just feel like it's time to cut ties with EMG. We do have in excess of 1,300 computers. And that's not to mention the projection units and the smart boards and all the types of equipment that we maintain. We've got notes and iPads. So we need, that's an important part of what we do. So we just want to make sure we get the right people taking care of that. Certainly the intent is that will not be at an additional cost to the nation.
Technology is very important.
Yes, it is.
Working with you closely. It sounds like that's a moving forward in the technology world. Thank you. Operations, that's, we have not met. Is that soon? Brian, has he?
No.
Well, those are two separate things.
I know, I understand. Okay.
I do have a question, though, when operations does meet. I know the high school has already worked on their transition team for when they move to the new high school. I haven't heard anything that the middle school is working on that, and I think it's even more important for the elementaries because we're bringing three together. So I think we need to
get moving. I did go around and talk to each of the 13 level staffs to get volunteers to be on that team. So we do have some names. We have not begun to meet. You're correct on that. And I do think that yes, we need to. The middle school, obviously, with the potential to move mid-year next year, that team is going to need to get together very quickly. The schedule that I would still recommend would be moving the elementary, you know, next summer, a little over a year from now. And so that gives us a little more time, but it's also a little more difficult to transition because, as you say, you have three buildings. There will be a lot to do.
Yeah.
So your recommendation, or what you just said, is go all next school year, primary, grill, cornerstone?
Correct. You know, one of the things that I just really get concerned about is transitions for students are always difficult. The younger the student, the more difficult the transition. And to think of bringing first and second graders in for a semester and then boom, and I just don't think that's a very healthy thing to do. So in the ideal situation, I think we're better off moving them all in the summer and starting the year at the middle school.
I don't disagree. I just, my only thing, and maybe I can play the new card, but now's not the time, but you know, there's a lot of talk about the transition, and you know, I know on the update, I believe it's next meeting, contracts or a contract or so. When are we going to be able to discuss potential like end result? Who's where? How are we going to get there?
And we have had some of those discussions in the past. And when we have kind of a review of contracts and potentially an executive session, we can talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. Because you're talking about
reductions
and things.
I'm just saying, can we, because I think it would probably happen sooner rather than later. Okay.
Excuse me. I'm also wondering, will the parent groups be involved in that transition? Just because, you know, we've been, maybe not the transition for schools, but what happens to our money? Do you know what I mean? Because we carry a balance. All of the parent groups from the different elementary schools carry a balance. Where will that go? How will we consolidate ourselves? How will we, because we've talked about it ever at Cornerstone as a group, and to think that you would have kindergarten first have their own parent group just would be difficult from our eyes, because you've got a kindergarten parent then who has not been involved in anything in the schools, and then to come in and try to, you know, lead a parent group would be difficult. So I'm just wondering, at what point would the parent groups maybe get involved in that to decide how we close our accounts, we carry quite a balance, and we've always been told that there are certain things we pay for as far as like playground equipment and this stuff, and what are we going to provide when we do move. I mean, we've had that in the backs of our mind, like what can we help with? So I'm just wondering at what point we would talk about that.
Yeah.
Start identifying.
Well, we consolidated Cornerstone and Norton 21 when Norton 21 came there, and they all became one. It did just kind of all combine the people who were on the board at Cornerstone and the people who were on the board at Norton 21 just kind of mixed together and was inclusive. But again, it was only two groups. It wasn't three. I would say as soon as you guys can start working. I mean, it really isn't. Okay. It's not our money. We have no control over it. It's kind of what you do. But you will have to get your 501c3 converted to one group and kind of decide, do you want to be elementary, include kindergarten, so you're just encompassing everything in it, but you got to remember that things have to happen at that school, you know, mm-hmm. How does that work, or you have a liaison that works there. I mean, if you guys want to sit down and go through that, I'd be happy to kind of facilitate it, if that helps, but I'm certainly not going to tell anybody what they need to
right.
do with
it. And we do understand the monies are separate, I guess. Like I said, it just, at some point would someone say, hey, you know, this is a list of things we could use here, or we could use here, if you're going to try to, you know, consolidate that money and maybe use some of it to help the schools.
And I would say probably sooner rather than later that you start working together, because you all have your big fundraisers and you're all raising money for something. So then you need to decide, do you want to spend it on the kids that are in that building and do something right now, if it's a big party, or what you're going to do, or do you want to work towards, let's all put our money together because we want to get a super duper playground and we all want to get involved in it, or kind of start now working towards that, so that if it goes towards the playground thing, I mean, there's only so much the district will be able to do. I'm sure we'll have something, but to get those extra things there, and to me that seems like that's a great place to go. I think all three buildings down the parent groups have supplied, Angie, is that right, smart boards? I think, you know, they've all, consistently all three groups have done a lot of the same things. So I would assume that you would kind of continue to work towards those lines of providing, you know, the technology and the extras. They all have the parties, they all have the projectors, and I don't know, yours is younger, what, do you think anything else?
Document cameras would be awesome, but I think there's going to be enough to contribute to even with the technology. The smart boards that were purchased, they don't last forever. They start getting a little buggy and then they lose their connection. And even just rooms that don't have a smart board, that maybe just have a chalkboard and mounting and all that stuff, there'll be plenty to do with moving all that. They're all used to using those every day for their instruction, and they will be very disappointed. And so will the kids if they're not there.
Does that help?
Yeah, I think that, like you said, once the transition teams may be set up, maybe we get a list as it gets closer to what we can really, you know, like what things are needed, and then we can decide where to, you know, if it's smart boards, fine. If it's, but I'll definitely start getting everybody together, all three groups.
Yeah, I think that'll be good now, because you're almost at the end of the year, invite you, as much as you hate to admit it.
Right.
And, you know, everything that you're doing next year, I think you would be looking forward to that.
And I can speak for Cornerstone, we have not been spending our money. I mean, we do, we spend it, but we, you know, every year when we have a meeting at the beginning of the year, we were telling everybody, you know, it looks like a lot of money, we understand, it's not that we don't spend it on the kids, but we know foreseeably we're going to be moving and we want to be able to provide something for that move. So that's why we've carried a bigger balance than normal. So,
well, part of this renovation is the playground there. Mm-hmm. So if that's the route you're going, when we get this person in place or whatever, you can maybe work, you know, work with them to see what, you know, what are we going to move, how much is that going to cost, you know, what else we need. So
I'll put together a meeting.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Finance? We met last week, and I think we had a good meeting. One thing I was, and it might not be the right time to talk about it, we talked about, I spoke with Jennifer back in January or February about vocational stuff. I know she's interested in it, and I'm interested in it. And one of the discussions we had, I thought was kind of interesting, was about HVAC, which is something maybe we could look into down the road. And I don't know if that's where we should discuss it in finance or another committee or or where we should discuss it. But I think that's something that I know I asked Dave if he could do some looking into it, and possibly the gentleman that's in charge of the vocational to come in and possibly speak to us as a board. And we could look into the cost to do it. I know that you said you looked into it before, and it's quite expensive.
We had actually talked about it before the building project began, looking at expanding our career technical programs. And at that time, the cost of HVAC was just outside our reach. Because as Dave explained at our meeting, I mean, if it were to be housed here, we have to pay all the startup costs. And it was $300,000-$400,000 to begin the program. Yeah, so unless those costs have come down quite a bit.
Well, I want to keep that conversation going for that, or looking at other things we can offer. I know that you're interested and I'm interested.
Yeah,
I want to keep working on it, and, but I thought that was productive.
So. And back at that time, we had the director of Four Cities contact and talk to the board. Certainly no problem with doing that, because it's something that I've been interested in. I've had continued conversations with the superintendents and director of the compact for the last couple of years, so I'd be more than happy to set up a meeting like that with him.
And I think it would be a good idea to involve the guidance department you know, from the high school to sit down and talk with them about
career
opportunities and things that they see that students are interested in.
Absolutely.
And Barb Moore, and I'm not sure who else at the high school that would be, that should be a part of that, but I think that would be a good starting point.
Yeah.
Do we have the space?
Well, it depends on the program. One of the spaces we looked at for a couple of different programs is the garage area that houses our masonry program. The other thing is there's a theater program that we've had some discussion in regards to, that with our new performance area in the high school, we may be able to use part of that facility to house one without building anything new. That's a program we look at as well. And I have talked to the director of the compact about that. So he does know that we're interested in looking at that and has begun to
explore that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Any more on finance?
No.
Policy. We met last week, and really there were two subcategories of policy covered. One was staff evaluations, the other one was transportation. Nothing earth shattering, state recommended changes, so it was a good meeting. We did look at the only thing outside of those is we looked at the policy for naming new facilities. And, you know, personally, between us that were there, you know, I feel that it's written okay. You know, for us it says, you know, the board, at the end of the day, it's the board's discretion. Dave would put together a committee, and Dave explained to us how that would work, you know, depending on what it is, somebody part of that program, if it's football or parents or whatever, right, Dave?
Correct.
To put together a committee to decide on naming something, they would then bring that to us, and that would be our decision to name something. So we didn't feel that there was anything to change at this point. I know, you know, personally, I know naming is a big deal. Other than the football stadium, our old football stadium, I don't know a whole lot that's personally named, but I do know with the new high school, the new stadium, there's been requests that people have mentioned. So I think we'll move forward with, you know, keep the policy, and if something comes up, we can always revisit it. But
the only comment that I have about that one is it only refers to facilities. The other policy, and it refers to buildings, athletic fields, stadiums, gymnasiums. It covers.
Which one
does this one have?
FF.
The FF is the policy. This is like the regulations.
Oh, yeah, this is, oh, I'm sorry, here's,
the
yeah, I'm sorry, here's the, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, here it is.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. You know how they have the policy, yeah, that's yeah. Like regulations or whatever.
Yeah, so want. This is attached with it. But yeah, this says, so if you, I mean, if you have any, but yeah, it does talk about gymnasiums, libraries, so it's kind of a general, yeah. Anything can be named, the possibilities there, but it's, you know, final authority rests with the board.
On the operations last year, there was discussion, but we were opposed, I think, for different naming rights too, and there was talk with Brian Miller about where we were going to go with that. And I don't even know, that was in the last, I think, meeting we had. I don't know really where that is now.
Well, what we talked about is somebody wanted to name a certain part of the stadium after somebody, and we discussed that at length and decided that, you know, that has to be a larger discussion of the board, because if somebody just wants to come in and say, I'm going to donate X amount of money or do something for the entire stadium, I want naming rights, so you're going to have to lift it off of that part of the stadium. So
that's kind of where we left.
Yeah.
Did you get all that news?
Yeah, we discussed it in the meeting. I, you know, until that happens, I mean, there's really not much. You still have to go through the policy the way that it stands, whether somebody donates $500,000 or $100,000. I mean, you know, So at this point, we didn't feel there was any need to change what we currently have. This is already in. It's not going to be on next month or next week. It's already in there. We reviewed it, and we felt that in general, there wouldn't be any issue. And again, like I said, the final authority rests with the board. That's what kept sticking in my head, is if it's something that we feel, ethical. I mean, you know.
Is there a word, Jennifer, that you want to touch on?
No, I'm fine with that.
Well, we did definitely take a look.
And that's all there was? We got to call it up, right, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Tell it to
me.
Yeah.
So we did. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, superintendent's reports.
One of the things I sent out a couple of times was the discussion about the plaque for the new building. And there are so many different ways to do it and things to consider. Because the board has fluctuated during the time of our construction, the ones that I sent to you were just a list of the board members that have been on the board since the time 11 was passed till current, and administrators as well. I sent that out as a suggested way to do the plaque. I know some boards of education choose to put a single board up there, and the problem sometimes that you run into that with that is, do you choose to utilize the board that was in place when the levy was passed? Do you use current board? How do you make those designations? But I would just throw that out for discussion, because we're going to have to at some point get that information to FKC.
I can start.
Okay.
On one thing that's surprising, right? For me, I appreciate that I've initially been put on these, you know, as part of the board. I'll be on the board when the new school opens, but for me, I mean, I'm kind of laid back on this one, because I appreciate it, and if my name is on there as a current board and that's the direction we go, I personally believe that, you know, a couple, Diana Farmer, Mr. Santelli, those guys, you know, those two were on the board when the levy was passed, the bond was passed, and I think they should be on it. So, just my input, that's what I have. Of course, everybody else.
I have no issue with Diana Farmer or Jim Bennett or Pat being on
Jim is not on it.
Oh,
yes, he is. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed him. I didn't
mean to exclude him. I think that our title should be on that, as far as president, vice president, superintendent, and treasurer.
And certainly that's done in some district. The question that I would ask them, though, is, you know, during that course of time, we've had three presidents. I don't know if we've had three vice presidents or not, I'm not sure. Which board do we put up there and put the titles with? Yeah. Which board then do we add the members? That's the way, it's hard to start, you get in that situation where you're separating those out. For me, that just seems like a difficult decision to make. I think a fair way to do it, personally, is just to put the board members on there, because all the board members have worked during that period of time. And I know Mr. Yule hasn't been on very long, but there will be time to do work.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm clearly not saying that. I wanted to voice my opinion as
right.
I'm gracious that in most of the plaques that I've seen personally, okay, which hasn't been many, I've only been in a few different schools. And it's all been, it was when we were doing the tours and things like that for the new school. It's been the board that was there when they opened the school, okay? So that's why I'm fortunate that I'm on that, but I'm also saying that I don't want to exclude the board members. So that's great, and that's the way that other schools have done it, but I don't want to exclude the people that were a big part of the new school. That's all I'm getting at. I'm not saying anything different. I'm appreciative. But the rain is coming. But nonetheless, what I've seen from, you know, we did Barberton, I did Wadsworth, it was the current board and nobody else. We're going to be different, but I think we should.
Do you know if it was the current board or was it the board that came to pass the issue?
Well, I mean, there was only the amount of people that were on the board.
Right.
Yeah, so.
When I talked to Steve Miller, we talked about this and.
Steve Miller, the cop.
I don't know
the one that's here in Norton.
We had a discussion. He told me at the time, this was like right when bond issue passed. We were not at capital conference. And usually the board is listed that passed it because without them, there would be no new school, you know. And then the other board members that come along, they put them on too. So that's why the alphabetical, because it's kind of cleaner. It's, you know. But yeah, you've got Jim who worked 12 years, Diane who worked 8. It was a lot of work, and it's good that they're there.
Right, I'm not.
I don't think anybody objected to that, Diane Farmer or Jim Bennett.
No, I. So I mean, you gave two examples.
And I have some additional ones if you want to see them.
The only difference, if I understand, the two that you sent was one of them had the administration. But it had their titles. Mm-hmm. The rest of them, the board was just all the board members in alphabetical order. The second one was all the board members in alphabetical order, and then just administration in alphabetical order, which you have Ken, and you know, who was part of it, who right. should be part of it. I mean.
I have a question. I guess this is directed to Jason, you and Ron. Why do you feel it's important to have president and vice president after your names?
Let me finish, please. Well, you directed it to me. I'm sorry.
Well, to both of you, but I wasn't done. Because as I look at this, there's a number of us who worked very hard in getting the bond levy passed and donating our time and our efforts toward that. So I favor option two, because it does list everybody that was involved and everybody that helped. It also thanks the community for their support. It recognizes the architects and C.T. Taylor. If you don't go with option two, then I would throw out another option that thanks the community, the architect, and C.T. Taylor for all their efforts. Or then the other third option is to not do a plaque at all and to save the district the money. I don't know what it costs, but that's...
And I don't know that cost.
Okay. Well, when you look out at the building right up here, the plaque, it has president, vice president. I went through Google and I got pictures of a ton of plaques. They almost all have that on there. So it's almost, I think it's unique not to have it because usually it has architect,
I think actually we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I do too. But I just think, you know, I mean, when you look at the one up here, I just looked at it before I come in, it has that and they have,
Well, that's what I was saying. Steve Miller said they've gotten away from that because, you know, back, you know, with this one, 50 years ago, the board didn't change like it does now, you know. And so that's why they've gotten away with, they've gone away from that and just done alphabetical. Because, you know, we have 8. I mean, that's quite a...
I've done one since 2015,
last year. I mean, I know Diane was president when we worked on the bond levy. Jim Bennett has been president in the past when we went the first round. With the property on Medina Line Road. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm not sure why it's so important for you to have that designation when all of these people played a huge role in getting it passed and in working on the entire project.
Everybody could have that after their name almost.
Except me.
Yeah, except you.
Keep coming back.
Yeah, some of us would have too, because Jennifer's been president and vice president during that time.
Well, it's hard to predict the outcome of what it would be. Roles were reversed.
I don't think I would be asking for it, because I know I wouldn't be asking for it. That's why I'm suggesting that we don't do the class at all.
But as we toured schools, when we toured them, it would say president, vice president.
But we can do whatever we want.
Sure we can.
But what, for what board? Because it should be, if you want a title, it should be the board that passed the bond issue. Because that is the board that did all the work. That is the board that had the leadership to get that passed. And we went four or five times. And if you want titles, that's the board that should have the titles.
That's why this is merely a discussion. And that's why we're trying to come to a conclusion or to continue a discussion. When does this need to be decided?
It doesn't need to be decided. I'm going to pass those out just because it sounds like we're not sure of the direction we want to go. You know, if you look through here, you'll see a wide variety, whether it be Wadsworth. You know, Barbara on the first page has a title. Wadsworth on the second page, this Westlake does, and you have a Green that doesn't. I mean, it really is when you start looking at how those have been done in different places. It's a mixed bag. Moline doesn't have the titles. You know, there's not a right or wrong. There's simply a preference. And when I was looking at it and considering where we've been as a district going through the process, it just made sense in our situation to me. Just to list them as I have.
Yeah, green is. Is this the green down there?
Is this like the
green
that Jay came from?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, see that has all the, yeah, they have, what, they have 9 board members. I do like, though, I mean, I would like to put thanking the community on there, but I would really like to see the titles like next to the name, treasurer, and business manager, so people know who was who. Because if you just put administrators, people have no concept of who was who.
Well, as soon as we're done, then we'll go out there and just what? I'm going to turn it over to the audience as soon as we're done. We have some hands up.
It just pertains to that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that the board, as our discussion continues, I'm not opposed to the board, past board, at all. So I'm not opposed to Mr. Caldwell at all. So I'm exactly, that's not, it's just trying to understand, or the obviously the community, thanking the community, but we're putting this permanent fixture up there. I just want to make sure that we're doing it right.
Yes.
So that's my.
So I guess what does doing it right mean
to you? It's a conversation. I mean, we just got 2 samples from the student. And then when I go around, I see the titles. So it's a question. It's a conversation.
And that's why with the information that I needed out there, you see the mixed bag. You see titles. And that's really, you know, there is no template for it. There is no, I believe I'm correct in saying that Orville, and I could probably look to Matt and find the answer to this, but didn't put names on it at all. They just thanked the community.
Yes. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we thank the community and the voters. And so I think there's certainly some sense that you need probably a plaque to designate when it opens and all that kind of thing. I don't think there's a correct answer as to the information that you put on there. It's going to be important to decide the best way to do that, and you can go around and look at some, you really will see a wide variety of decisions on how that was solved. And if you dig into it further, because I did ask some, and I didn't want to, it's no sense for laboring the point, but the question is out there, many districts, when they put a single board up there, put the board that was in power when the levy was passed. And I didn't want to start separating board members out. So I thought the best way is the way some of the other districts do, just list all the board members. That's the thinking behind me submitting it away.
And all I was going to add was, we've probably put 70 plaques up in schools. And Mr. Dunn is correct. There isn't a normal plaque that goes up in a school. I've seen titles, and I've seen where in parentheses they put after it, past president. I've seen all board members. I don't see where they name anybody. So it's really a board decision as to what your preference is. That plaque can be done, again, we've probably done 70 plaques, and 25 of them have been different styled plaques. So there's a lot, again, it's a personal preference what you guys as the board choose to do.
I was just thinking, if titles are added, couldn't you add dates also? So you could have, you know, president from this state to this state, vice president from this state to this state, current president, current vice president, current treasurer.
We have done that before too. That's one of the things we have done.
And then recognition.
Yeah. I think we could, but it would get messy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at Barberton's, and theirs is here, and then they got here. I mean, you know, look at that. It's just kind of, it's just like not, I like the linear look of this, and I just think that would make it, what do I want to say, congested, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Just like too much. I mean, we could, but I think it would be, you know what? In a year, nobody's going to know where the plaque is, and they're never going to read it either.
And
so,
no one's going to care.
No, nobody cares. You know what, and my thought is, we can save some money, cut this sucker down and make it short. I'm all about saving money.
5, 10 years from now.
I will say that.
No, there's nothing.
I'm John Kasich. Sorry if you guys are supporting
us. No. I don't think you're
going to be here. One thing I think about when you guys are talking all the subjects and matter itself. Thanking the community
is
about the best way to think, because every one of you people here are members of the community anyhow. Whether you have a title or you don't have a title, you are a community family that we have put this together in the past.
Those comments are all valid.
Yeah.
I do like with the administrator's titles. That is important to have the administrator's title, so that when you Google it, I think you're right, there's 25 different, there's more than that when you Google it.
There's probably more. You're right.
So you can come up with a different.
Biggest issue we always have is the spellings.
Who covers that cost? That's a mistake.
That's a good thing.
That's a good story. I
wouldn't have an issue with the one with just the titles of the administration and just all board members without titles in. Is that what we're thinking?
I think that, but I also think the big, big part is to thank the community.
Yes.
And I don't know, you know, that probably needs to go underneath David Williamson's name and before the Board of Education.
Yes,
or
Cindy,
separate it out.
Can I interject? Can you do a separate little plaque below it on a different wall? That way you don't congest. We've done that too.
I thought doing that would thank the community.
Yeah, my, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
But
that's a good deal. That I like that, because if we can do a separate plaque, maybe we can place it, because usually these are, I mean, when you walk in, the ones I've seen, they're in random different places, but more in the entry hallway. But if this could be like the thanking the community, if it's not like up front, where everybody that walks by is going to see it,
Outside underneath the main entryway on the wall.
Right.
We'd like to thank the community, however you word it, on a separate plaque there. You could put two plaques inside in the main. They typically go in the main vestibule or right inside.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, but those just walk by. People walk by right by that.
How much do these cost? I mean, if now we're going from one plaque to two,
MKC or CT Taylor's in
there. There you have it.
Hey, hopefully not. Yeah, it depends on what you, how, it's, they're all of the size.
I know, but how much
is this one? How much is
that one's probably $1,000.
I mean, it's bronze?
Really?
They're bronze.
Yeah.
Okay. $650 again.
Okay, now wait a minute. Do we pay 49? Do we pay 49 in a
state? You pay 49% of that.
Okay, so it's only going to cost us $490.
It's in there. It's the OFCC mandates you put a plaque up.
Well, yeah, because they got
it's part of the thing. And again, I don't know exactly. Usually it's on a signage package with all of your signage. I think they're $650,
$800.
Okay,
but we're only paying
49%.
So two plaques?
I'll buy you a plaque. You want to, because CT Taylor will pay for it. We'd like to thank the community. There, how's that?
Awesome. That's on tape.
One plaque. He said hey, one plaque.
How would you like this nice spell?
Hope you still have a job tomorrow.
Yeah. Continue.
What option is this?
Well, I think
was this number two?
We're all.
I think it's a modified option.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement that to move forward with the administrator's tables.
I think it's option two, Brad.
Yeah. I'm not sure which one.
Option two doesn't have.
But adding the titles, either way, I guess.
So there's two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what
option one.
So we're going option one with. CT Taylor paid thanking community plaque.
Is that
what you're just going to just do? Well, I don't
know. The only thing I think is Jaylen.
No, you don't see any of that.
Well, I know.
And we should put.
But Ken did. The only side. I mean, Ken's name needs to be.
No, I agree.
Alphabetically, just too.
Yes, that's why I said alphabetically, but Ken did, you know. Ken did more than I'm going to put together.
Okay. Any other superintendent's reports?
So
do we need to have an executive session reference to what the rules say about it next week?
It's faulty.
Contracts, yeah.
I have no problem with that. I did not prepare information. Want to do that prior to the committee of the whole meeting.
Discuss that.
Now or next week?
Next week.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
The question I would have for you though would be, is the expectation that my evaluation be completed?
That's what it is, yeah, time frame. Is that going to be available?
No. We can do it at the committee of the whole day.
Is that going to be available?
I may not be here, but...
Actually, work it's important that you're part of that.
I know, but I have a work commitment that I've tried to avoid it all I could.
Do we want to schedule a separate meeting just to talk
about that?
Well, that's why I said I'm not.
I'll get with you, and then I'll try to contact everybody ASAP with a different, so it allows for everybody, because they've always been generous with my time when it comes to it.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that, as it stands right now, I'm about 99% sure that unfortunately I have to miss that meeting. There's nothing I can do.
We've always been able to work together on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
Motion to adjourn. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Mueller?
Yes.
Mr. Glover?
Yes.
Thank you.